Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had two posts on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we summarized a study where the authors reported that young athletes believe sports specialization will improve their sport performance and their chances of receiving a college scholarship, but they underappreciate the risk of injury. In the second post, we introduced a consensus statement on peroneal tendon pathologies. If we take a closer look at that first post, we find that the authors surveyed almost 1,000 athletes between the ages of 12 and 18 years of age to describe the attitudes and beliefs of youth club sport athletes regarding sport specialization and sport participation. Each athlete completed a questionnaire which consisted of four sections. First was about demographics, the second, sport specialization, the third was about attitudes and beliefs regarding sport specialization and sport participation, and finally, the fourth section addressed previous injuries within the prior 12 months. Approximately 40% of athletes reported that they were highly specialized. Athletes participating in basketball, volleyball, and soccer reported the highest rates of sport specialization. 90% of athletes believed that they would get better at his or her sport by specializing, and 45% believed that this would increase their chances of receiving a scholarship. Furthermore, athletes who reported being highly specialized were twice as likely to have a higher belief in receiving a college scholarship compared with low specialization athletes. On a similar note, 81% reported that sport specialization will help them make a high school team. Only 13% of athletes reported to be very or extremely concerned about injuries. Most athletes reported positive attitudes towards sport participation, where they commonly ranked becoming better at his or her sport, being physically active, and having fun as either very or extremely important. In the study, the authors established that youth athletes believe that sport specialization will enhance performance and improve their chances of receiving a college scholarship. It's concerning that they're specializing with little regard to risk of injuries, where almost a quarter of the athletes are not at all or only a little concerned about risk of injury with sport participation. It was also distressing to see that 80% of athletes reported that sport specialization will help them make a high school team, which suggests that the pressure and need to specialize may decrease opportunities for children to play sports at the interscholastic or community level due to the hyper-competitive culture surrounding youth sports today. The disagreements between reality and athlete beliefs indicates the need for education and improved communication regarding the risk and benefits of specialization between sport-governing bodies, team and league organizers, parents, coaches, and our youth athletes. Due to the fact many of these youth club teams lack athletic trainers or other medical professionals, this creates a large barrier that will need to be bridged to protect our budding athletes. Currently, medical professionals, especially in settings with access to youth athletes, need to stay vigilant about conveying information regarding the risk and benefits of sport specialization. It is critical that our young athletes make informed decisions about how to participate in sport. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This week's most popular post was a post where we discussed the 160 position statements and consensus statements related to sports medicine. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online evidence-based practice courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. Also, if you or your patients are looking for new compression sleeve or socks, please check out Zensa compression products at zensa.com. That's Zensah.com. Our co-founder recently checked out their products and thought that they were great quality and would be ideal for individuals who need full mobility but would like compression to enhance proprioception. For a limited time, you can get 10% off your order if you use customer discount code SMR10. That's SMR10 for 10% off. We'll have links to our posts, the courses, and the Zensa products on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.